Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1257 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, Who Are You? Margaret and June had been best friends for many decades, and they were very comfortably with aging gracefully. Both of their husbands had died over 20 years ago, and over those years, they had shared all kinds of activities and adventures. They had traveled all over the country, went to church together, and went out to eat often. Due to their declining health, though, recently Margaret and June both moved into the same assisted living facility at the same time. They were content there, but as the months passed on, their activities were now limited to meeting a few times a week to play cards in the commons area. One day, as they were playing cards, Margaret looked at June and said, "Now don't get mad at me. I know that we've been friends for a long time, but I just can't think of your name. I've thought and thought, but I can't remember it. Please tell me what your name is." June was surprised at this question and glared at Margaret. At least 3 minutes went by as June continued to glare at Margaret, which was making her feel very uncomfortable. Finally, June's glare faded, and she looked a bit puzzled. And then she asked Margaret, "Well, how soon do you need to know?" I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We all could use a good smile each day. Our Thursday thought is, it is great to reminisce about the good memories of the past. It was enjoyable when it was today. So learning to enjoy today has two benefits. It gives me happiness right now, and it becomes a good memory later. And our verse for today is Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,256 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. Thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Fridays.